USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Well, depending on where you are in America, odds are you're experiencing some extreme weather, whether it's flooding in the Northeast or blazing heat in the Southwest. A storm that moved across the Northeast over the weekend has brought heavy rainfall.
We're seeing states of emergency having been declared in parts of a number of states, including New York, Connecticut, and Vermont, where we saw unrelenting rain play out overnight.
In the meantime, NBC News' Emily Ikeda says more than 42 million people are under heat warnings this week. The extreme temperature is hitting states like California, Arizona, Texas, and Florida. Ukrainian President Zelensky is criticizing NATO leaders as they kick off their summit in Lithuania. In a tweet, Zelensky expressed frustration that no path had been offered for Ukraine to join the alliance as Russia's invasion drags on. He said the lack of a time frame was absurd, stating uncertainty is weakness. A bipartisan group of senators also in Lithuania to attend the NATO summit focused on Russia's war in Ukraine. Among them, Senator Dick Durbin.
The NATO alliance is bigger, stronger, and more unified than ever.
Durbin said Russia's invasion of Ukraine has revitalized NATO's effort to protect democratic nations. Conjoined twin girls are headed home after they were surgically separated at Texas Children's Hospital last month. Ella and Eliza Fuller were born by C-section on March 1st, conjoined at their abdomen and sharing liver tissues. A team of surgeons performed the six-hour surgery to separate the twins on June 14th. PGA Tour executives are defending the company's planned merger with Saudi Arabia-backed LIV Golf. While testifying before a Senate subcommittee, PGA Tour COO Ron Price said the agreement was made to protect the PGA.
It was very clear to us that the dispute was undermining growth of our sport and was threatening the very survival of the PGA Tour.
He said the merger would maintain the PGA. This is USA News.
This ad furnished by Nesmatage LLC. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Great. Maxed out cards, rent is due, bills are piling up. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
We should do what my brother did. He went to 27cash.com and got $3,000.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is different. They're one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000.
I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork.
Nope. My brother said it was fast and easy. He did it right from his phone.
If you have a regular source of income, you can be approved for a loan of up to $5,000 in minutes, and your cash can hit your bank account as soon as the next day. Our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history.
Great news. I went to 27cash.com and we'll have our money as soon as tomorrow.
Wow, that is fast.
If you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Retail experts are urging consumers to be on the lookout for potential Amazon Prime Day scams. The annual sale underway now is wildly popular, but has the potential to draw the attention of criminals looking to capitalize as well. Buyers are urged to be wary of unsolicited emails, texts, or calls, and to look out for links to fraudulent websites. Another recommendation is to use only a credit card, not a debit card, for online purchases, as suspicious charges can always be disputed with a credit card company. A court-appointed federal monitor says a judge should consider New York City and the Department of Correction in contempt over conditions at Rikers Island.
The monitor filed a report Monday saying the city did not comply with several court orders aimed at curbing violence and mismanagement at Rikers Island. According to the monitor, correction officers are deploying head strikes, chokeholds, and body slams. It comes about a month after a federal judge says she's considering having the federal government take over the prison. Her decision could come later this month. Mayor Eric Adams has vehemently opposed a federal takeover. Paul DeCastro, New York.
Actor and entrepreneur Danny Trejo has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy after amassing a $2.5 million tax bill. According to legal documents Trejo filed in February, he said he repeatedly made a mistake in claiming deductions, and that led to the enormous amount owed in back taxes. And the next Mega Millions drawing set for Tuesday night, the jackpot is staggering $480 million. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Get the absolute most out of your workouts with the finest pre-workout formulas from Transparent Labs. Bulk or get lean and achieve your goals with stimulus-free supplements developed for peak performance. All-natural Transparent Labs cutting-edge formulas use no artificial sweeteners, colors, or flavors, and all are third-party lab-tested. Get 20% off your first order today with code RADIO at TransparentLabs.com. That's TransparentLabs.com, code RADIO. Transparent Labs, driven by science, fueled by nature. For 20% off, enter code RADIO at TransparentLabs.com.